This is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Playbook is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh.
Hello and welcome in to the Retirement Playbook brought to you by Allspaugh Wealth Management. We're here with you every week, every month, whenever we decide to do a show. Isn't that right, Tony?
That is exactly right. At least once a month, we get a new show for our listeners and viewers out there so they can figure out what's going on. I know you have a lot of information to share, right?
Yeah, today's going to be a great show. But before we get into it, folks, go to our website, right? It's Allspaugh Wealth Management.com, AllspaughWealthManagement.com. There is a lot of great information on there. New and improved, by the way. We are offering two sections of our website now instead of just primarily having one that's geared towards all retirement planning. We also have a second section, Tony, now that is for business owners. And if you haven't heard, we started our second podcast as well, and it's the Business Owner's Playbook. Okay, so if you're a business owner, highly, highly encourage you to tune in. We're getting ready to do our second episode there, so super excited about that as well. But go to our website, check out the information that we have. Lots and lots of great information. You can look at past shows, dial down by topic. So if you want to hear about something very specific, you can do that through our website. And then ultimately, folks, if you need help in your life, give us a call at Allspaugh Wealth Management, or you can click on that. Click here for your free consultation, complimentary consultation that you can put your information in, and we'll contact you and have a conversation with you. Just see what you're doing. See how what you're doing in your life, what's going on, what are you looking forward most to in your financial life, and how we can help you achieve your goals. So you can do that, or you can give us a good old-fashioned phone call, 573-332-7855. All right, Tony, how you been, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Saw you last week at the summit. It's great.
Yeah, big financial conference. There were over 500 of the top financial minds and advisors from all over the country there at the Gradient Summit in Arizona. It was fun to see you there, Brock, and hang out a bit. And as one of the top advisors, you were there sharing your wisdom with other advisors and seeing what you could glean from them to help your the people you work with and people in this area. So that's great. I had a great time. Did you enjoy yourself?
Enjoyed myself. It was a great time, great conference. And I tell you, it's almost like every conference you would go to, different topics maybe. But the biggest thing people get out of that, and at least me anyway, is just the conversations that you have with other people that are there. Yes. It is always the best part. And, you know, hanging out with other advisors and learning from them, what are they doing in their practice to make them successful? And then, like you said, me sharing our ideas of what we do here. So it's always a good time, and look forward to it every January. And, you know, it's just a great way to get energized for 2026 and understand and listen from some of the investment guys. So I'm sure we'll hit on this. In fact, you know what? I'll just get into it right now. You know, we're talking about 2026 and the stock market, interest rates. Obviously, there's a big push by the administration to lower interest rates. You know, I think that there's some people that say, hey, well, you know, oh, cool. You know, we don't need to lower interest rates this fast. But there are a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, no, we think Trump is kind of right here, and we need to lower interest rates to really spur the economy and get some growth going here. I will say this, Tony. I mean, the economy is in pretty darn good shape. Yeah. You know, GDP is great. Inflation is held at bay right now. You know, the stock market, we've come off a couple really good years here. So,
yeah,
I mean, actually three good years. And so,
yeah, I mean, we hit record highs the last few weeks, and
I know, right, exactly. And so I will tell you, I'll just get right into it, is that, you know, many people that we trust and read and also have conversations with as far as experts in the stock market believe that this market's going to go up again in 2026 in that range of 10 to 12%. And so I hope that happens. You know, like you said, all-time highs. Tony sometimes gets a little like a little bit scary, right? Like, hey, we've been at all-time highs here. We've been hitting all-time highs for almost 3 years in a row. So let's, you know, make sure, you know, we're allocated correctly. And along those lines, you know, there are a lot of portfolios that get a little bit out of whack, Tony, when it comes to your allocation. And you always want to make sure that you get that thing rebalanced, right? So if you have a 401k and you have it, you know, 75% of it in stock over the last few years because stocks have done so much better than bonds, and, you know, you might have 85% now in stock and only 15% in bonds. So I would encourage you, even though that's kind of worked out for you, if you haven't rebalanced, that you do that. In fact, I would take it a step further. Many, many 401ks offer the ability to do automatic rebalance. So doing that once a year, annual rebalance has proven to be a really good method. I know a lot of plans will allow you to do monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, but I like annually, let your winners win, but yet still stay responsible and as far as your allocation and not being too risky or too conservative. So anyway, I would recommend that you take a look at that, folks, and make sure that you're in the right place. So
yeah, for sure. That's great. So what are we talking about today? You said five pillars, right?
I did. Yeah. So five pillars of retirement planning, just kind of going back to the basics. Again, a great time to do this. First start of the year, getting re-energized about saving for retirement. And here's some five pillars of retirement planning from a financial planner that highlights the key areas you want to have covered. So you're not hoping things work out, right? We want to make sure they work out, not hope that they work out.
Right. And it sounds like when you say five pillars, sounds like we're building a financial fortress or something here. But it's more than just telling the listeners and viewers out there to start saving. It's about covering all the bases. Yep. So you can live the retirement you want instead of just wondering, hey, am I going to run out of money? Right.
Exactly.
That's the big fear.
That's the big fear. I think it's the number one fear in life. Maybe public speaking is one, or, and you know, this is number two, and maybe death's number three. I mean, it's crazy, right?
So,
but anyway, so that's what we're looking at. So, you know, taxes, investments, income planning, healthcare considerations, estate planning. I mean, these are all the pillars, right? The foundation. When you build a house, there's foundation that has to be laid before you put the roof on and everything else. You got to have the foundation. And these things is what we're going to, those things are what we're going to talk about today.
All right.
So let's get into it. The first pillar, which is tax planning. I mean, Tony, listen, I always tell people two things. If you're not considering taxes and inflation into your retirement income plan, you will not be happy when it comes to your retirement and actually the income, the net income that you're getting. So tax planning is a huge one.
Yeah.
It is. We just got out of the last few weeks of 2025 and, you know, lots of year-end tax planning opportunities. But it's not all about the year-end, folks. You can start doing tax planning at the beginning of the year as well. Looking at, number one, hey, what are the limits on 401k contributions? They've increased now by quite a bit. Now, by the way, if you're over 50, you have that catch-up contribution. And if you're over 60 and 65, there's additional catch-up contributions that you can make. So if you are a little bit older and didn't save enough in your earlier years, you've got a lot of room to put a lot of money into these 401k plans to help catch up from years that you weren't able to do that or didn't want to do it. Okay. And so that's one thing that you could look at. Tax planning, I mean, like I said, it's a huge, huge deal. That's, we talk a lot about taxes here. But, you know, obviously at the end of the day, let's talk to our CPA and accountants to make sure that, hey, you're taking advantage of all of the tax deductions now, because again, through the big, beautiful bill, for example, here's one example, Tony, if they, you take the standard deduction, okay, and you're making contributions to charitable organizations, you can't use those deductions for the charitable contributions because you took the standard deduction, right? Because it's so high.
Right.
Now, through the big, beautiful bill that was passed last year and then President Trump signed, you can deduct up to $2,000 starting in 2026.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's huge.
It is huge. Now, there's income limitations and all that. So, again, make sure you talk to your CPA and accountant to verify all of this information to make sure that you can do this. But there's a lot of information. A lot of things have changed. Tax planning, being a huge centerpiece as to what you're doing on your investment portfolio. If you have a after-tax account, right? Are you invested in things that are going to not only grow for you, but then also be tax beneficial, right? So in other words, are you getting investments that are taxed at capital gains versus ordinary income? Are you getting tax-deferred investments or tax-free income from municipal bonds? There's just a lot of things to consider when you're talking about tax planning inside of your investment portfolio. So it's a big one. And
it's
huge. Yeah, it can really drag on your portfolio when you're talking taxes.
And I'm glad you mentioned there. It is important to note there is a difference between tax preparation and tax planning, right?
Absolutely.
And tax preparation is the rearview mirror and tax planning is the windshield looking forward.
So obviously Tony sat in at some of the sessions at the summit.
Yeah, I got that one.
He's paying attention, folks. He's paying attention. He's sitting on the front row anyway.
Yep. So there you go.
No, absolutely, Tony. I mean, looking through the front, you know, and I think that's the, you know, sometimes the complaint about, you know, using a tax, you know, preparer is that all we're doing is collecting information that was prior, right? And so there's nothing to really do other than to say, this is what you owe from last year. But now, okay, let's take that a step further. This is what we owe for last year, but now what can we do in 2026 to make sure that we don't owe as much,
right?
On our tax bill. And so that's what Tony's referring to. It's like, hey, it's okay. You got to have a rearview mirror. So when you're backing up, you don't hit somebody, Grant Elspaw. But then if you really want to do it right, let's do that. But then also look forward and look through the front windshield there. So,
Yeah, I think that's really important. Now, and I think because I think people get surprised, they say, well, hey, I've done a great job saving. I think I've done the right things, but then they don't realize how much of that money still hasn't been taxed. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's a big one, right? Because, you know, for example, and I've mentioned this before on past shows, Tony, is that I would like to set myself up for all tax-free income, right? And so the Roth IRA is one of the greatest gifts Congress has ever given us. Now you're saying, well, Brock, that doesn't help him with taxes now. No, you're correct. But it's not just about now. It's like what Tony said, looking through the forward, through the front windshield. So the taxes that you're going to save in retirement on those withdrawals that are now tax-free because you put them in a Roth IRA is going to reduce the amount of taxes you pay over your lifetime. Okay. Yep. Now, some might say, well, I'm going to retiring in 5 years. I'm making $500,000 now. I'm going to be at $200,000 in retirement. Okay. Right. It doesn't make sense to do the Roth at that point. Right. So it doesn't always make sense, but it makes sense in a lot of cases to say, maximize that Roth opportunity versus just a pre-tax helping me now, but creating issues later. And there's a lot of different issues. It's not just the taxes that you're going to owe and those withdrawals, required minimum distributions, you know, causing more taxes to be owed as well in retirement and later on in life. So, you know, you're kind of free of a lot of those things when you're using the Roth 401k / IRA. Yeah. So lots of opportunities out there. They're out there and available. It's just understanding what you should do. And again, that's the reason why you need to work with a financial services professional that understands all of this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know one, would you, Tony?
You know what? I happen to know a guy. I'm not going to name names, Brock Elspaw, but Elspaw. Okay. So, I mean, I think the big takeaway here is tax planning isn't about reacting. It's about being proactive.
Absolutely.
And you got to plan for them and work with somebody like yourself.
Yep.
So, what's the next pillar? We've talked about taxes. What's the next?
Yeah. So when you're talking about the pillars, we're talking about Social Security, right? When income planning, it's not just about, you know, hey, I'm 62. I'm now eligible to take the benefit. I'm going to take it now because who knows how many checks I'm going to collect. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I'm just going to take it at 62 and call it a day. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that's probably a mistake. Not always. But that's most likely a mistake because you're missing out on additional money that would be paid to you, especially if you live to a normal life expectancy, Okay. Right. So when we're talking about the pillars and foundation of retirement, Social Security continues to be one of the most important pieces to the foundation. I don't know what, you know, I don't build houses, Tony. I would imagine that the floor of the foundation is more important than the walls. This would be, if you're making that analogy here.
This is the actual foundation, the floor, Social Security. And really that's, you know, so we talk tax planning is one of the pillars and income planning is another, which is Social Security is the first part of income planning. That's the floor. And that's really the basis of the pillar that's going to hold it up is Social Security. And then you build on it from there with income planning, right?
Absolutely. So when, again, talking about retirement and setting yourself up to maximize all of the tax opportunities that we just spoke of, investment opportunities, you know, you're also talking about maximizing your Social Security. What does that mean? That means that we're going to look at Social Security as an entire amount of money that you and your spouse will collect over your lifetimes. That's what we're talking about here. So in a lot of cases, or in some cases, high income earners, you know, it's maxed out, obviously, as far as the benefit and how much you contribute to it on your FICA taxes while you're working. And there's thus, because of that, there's a max benefit too. Okay, so if you are a somewhat high income earner and you're maxing that out, it's going to be over $1 million. Yeah. It's going to be over $1 million if both you and your spouse were high income earners and in retirement and over your lifetime, the amount of money that you'll collect from Social Security is going to be over $1 million. Okay. So if you live till your life expectancy. Now, if you want to make sure that you are maximizing and getting the most out of it, you have to understand how and when you're going to elect your benefits. Okay. And so that is a huge, huge important piece of this. I'll give you a case example here, Tony. So we had a case in the last couple of weeks that, you know, he said that I want to take Social Security at 65 because that's when I'm going to retire. Makes sense, right? I mean, that's what a lot of people say. But in this particular case, it didn't make sense because we're going to do a few different things. One, we're going to do some Roth conversions. Now that he's retired, we're going to do some Roth conversions to get some of that after the taxable, you know, the tax deferred money that's now going to be fully taxable at ordinary income rates in retirement. We're going to get some of that out of there and put it into the Roth. We're going to pay the taxes. So there's a cost. The benefit is that bucket of money now in the Roth will continue to grow tax free. We all understand that concept. This particular example, it worked very well because he had other money that he could live off of for the next few years. So if we have after-tax bucket of money, we can live off of that, help pay the taxes on that conversion. And all of a sudden now, 7 years later, he's got a big bucket of money that is completely tax-free. And we kept his cost, the taxes that he owes on those conversions, within a reasonable rate. Okay. And we have the comparisons. We've got all the projections so you can understand what's my cost and what's my benefit. That's every decision that you should make in retirement or any decision in life, right? Is what are the costs of making this decision and what are the benefits? And the benefits have to outweigh the cost. Otherwise, don't do it, right?
Yep.
And so anyway, that is one example, Tony, of what we were talking about. So I said, okay, let's delay your Social Security then, right? If you've got enough money to live off of in the next 5 years, we're going to delay your Social Security to age 70. You're going to get a lot bigger amount and you're healthy, right? So why not do that? And then that's going to allow us to do this Roth conversion and keep the taxes on your Social Security very, very low as well. Because then when you start taking your Social Security benefits, what is your other income? It's coming from your Roth, which is tax-free, which means how much of your Social Security is taxable? None.
Right.
I mean,
it's a great way to minimize taxes in retirement and help eliminate them in some cases. So you need to have money in a tax-free bucket for income in retirement. Now, you might, depending on your situation,
Right.
You might not have all your retirement income in a tax-free bucket.
Right.
Some
right,
of
right,
it might be taxable, but
right,
to create at least some tax-free income for retirement and get some of those taxes out of the way now while taxes are at historic lows. That's huge, right?
It's huge, Tony. It's huge. And people don't understand. So listen, that's the plan that we lay out. But let's say someone else, you know, gets elected. Obviously, someone else is going to get elected in our next presidential election. And sure, they change everything. And tax rates go way up. Fine. Stop. Yeah. Don't do it. It's a blueprint. We're saying, hey, based on right now, the facts that we know, this is what it is. And by the way, if they do go up, it's more of a reason to have money in a tax-free bucket.
Yeah, eventually they have to go up because of the deficit. I mean, I think most people.
That's another topic for another time.
Right. but okay. So we've talked about tax planning, yep, and investment or yep, and income planning. Yep. And that has to do with investment planning, where your money is at.
Absolutely.
And when it comes out. Another big pillar is healthcare.
Oh, planning. Big time. And the amount of conversations we've had, Tony, over the last year or 2 years, 3 years, it's still a very big topic when we meet with clients is long-term care, right?
Yeah.
You've huge, done all of the work. We've done all of the planning on income and now Roth conversions or not and Social Security planning, all these things. But we need to protect that. We need right, to protect that strategy. We need to protect that income. We need to protect that nest egg by getting some kind of long-term care plan and understand where you're at, what resources you have to help pay for that.
Yeah.
And if you have resources, great. There's plenty of great plans out there that I'm a big fan of the asset-based, right? So it's basically saying, hey, I'm going to use this chunk of money and that you can, some insurance companies will allow you to leverage those dollars up maybe two or three times what you deposit to be able to use for long-term care.
Yeah.
And there's some tax benefits too. It could potentially be tax-free. I mean, that's huge, right?
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of those, they call them hybrid policies, right?
Yeah,
where, that's right, where you can either use part of the death if you need long-term care, which two out of every three people right now, if
over 65, who live,
yeah, over 65 will yep, end up needing long-term care. Yep. If you live past 65 mm-hmm, to, you know, it's 73% basically yeah, now yeah, of people will need long-term care. You can,
I mean, you've dealt with that, Tony, right?
I'm dealing with it right now with yeah, my parents. Both are in long-term care.
And it's expensive.
One is $11,000 a month for my mom and my dad's care is $7,600 a month.
Man, almost $20,000 a month. Folks, listen to us. What is your plan?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to help pay for these things, right?
Right.
So,
exactly.
Man, it's so, so important. So I'm glad you're sharing that story with us.
Yeah, it is. And fortunately, my mom and dad did have a policy that helps. There are better policies now because there are yep, policies that are hybrid that allow them to either have cash value as part of the policy or access the death benefits if they need it for long-term care. They're able to access the death benefit before they pass.
Yeah, there's even other plans too, though, that don't involve that make it a little bit more simple to understand. And it says, hey, we don't have the extra cost of even having this death benefit. So
right,
There's all that's kinds true, of plans that are
there
all
are,
but whichever one is right, it doesn't matter.
They've become
matter,
more competitive too.
Oh,
the insurance companies have become, they see the need and they're addressing more of the consumer's needs, a lot right, of these plans. And,
agreed,
and you don't even have to have a death benefit. But like you say, on some of the policies, it's really important though to get what's right for your personal situation.
Absolutely.
And Brock, that's where you and the team at AllSpa Wealth Management come into
play. Absolutely. You know, we don't have enough time in this show to go over every single thing possible when it comes right, to the pillars of your, you know, retirement plan. But yes, these are some of the basics, right? And on top of long-term care, you've got to make sure you pick the right Medicare plan too.
Yeah.
You
know,
the supplements and Advantage plan, all these things that are out there. You got to make sure you get the right one. And so healthcare is so, so important. And it's going to average somewhere around $300,000, right? A person in retirement to help pay for that. So again, what are we doing to make sure that it's all of these expenses are within our budget in retirement? It's a huge, huge deal. So folks, if you need help in your own planning, whether it be your investment planning, whether it be your income planning and Social Security maximization planning, whether it be taxes. All of these things are just so, so important to address all of them to the minute detail. And that's, you don't have to do that, right? That's what our job is to make sure that we're getting down and taking care of all of the details, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, as they say.
Yes.
So give us a call at Alspaugh Wealth Management if you need help in your life, 573-332-7855, or you can visit our website at alspaughwealthmanagement.com.
All right. Sounds great, Brock. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Alspaugh Wealth Management and the Retirement Playbook with our host, Brock Alspaugh.
Thank you for joining us for the Retirement Playbook. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Brock Alspaugh at Alspaugh Wealth Management at 573-332-7855 or visit AlspaughWealthManagement.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of the Retirement Playbook.
Advisory services are offered through Alspaugh Wealth Management, LLC, an investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants, LLC, an affiliated company. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.